destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to Mr. Destiny Radio Show on Monday nights on bbsradio.com. I hope you're all having a pleasant day today. It's a beautiful evening here in California. We're back to cool weather again, which is going to be over soon, but we're glad to have it for as long, I'm glad to have it for as long as it'll last, because I know the summer is going to be a blast of hot air for 3 or 4 months straight, and it was nice. We actually got a little rain over the weekend. I got a chance to take a trip this weekend. I went up to Seattle to visit some relatives. Got a chance to actually go to the downtown Seattle and visit the Ground Zero Starbucks store, where the very first Starbucks store started. That was a lot of fun, hanging out in downtown Seattle. Really nice town, nice people. You can just feel the energy there. It's really strong, really good. Good place to be. A couple of announcements tonight for those of you who live in the area and those who can come to the area. We're having a class on June the 8th. I believe that'll be the Sunday after next. Here in Concord, California, on the cards and relationships. Everything that you ever want to know about how to use the cards to understand and to choose relationships on all levels. Not just romantic, but in every area of our life. And we're also going to talk that day about the life spread cards and their meanings and significance. It's going to be a great class, 7 hours long. It's going to be here in Concord. There's information on my website. Just go to seventhunders.com and get all the information you want and sign up. There's still room for about 3 or 4 more people, so there definitely is some room left. On our show every night, we generally start out with just a little introduction, then I give a talk about a topic, and right around 7:30 Pacific time, we open up the phones for your questions and answers. And you can call and give us your birthday and your first name and where you're from, and you can ask pretty much any question you like, you know, especially about relationships, what's going to happen in the future, your work, your health. You can prepare for that if you want by getting your question ready, and you can call in about 7:25 and be the first one online if you choose. Okay? Let's see, what else do I have to announce? There's a new product on my website. If you go to seventhunders.com, you're going to find out that I have some new books. I have actually several books. I have The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle now, and The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And my favorite is The Power of Now on audio CD. We have that now. So if you really want to experience Eckhart's teachings in the most profound way, I highly recommend listening to The Power of Now on audio CD, because his voice, as he's reading, he's in the now, and you can feel it, and it transports you there with him. I should tell everybody that you should expect this, too. When you first listen to the Power of Now CDs, you will fall asleep after listening for a short period of time. You will fall asleep. The power of this information that he's giving is so strong that I think that our psyche has to digest it. And so I found myself, when I was first listening, for the first couple of weeks, I found myself taking a lot of naps, just short naps, or after I was listening to The Power of Now on audio CD. After about 2 weeks, you'll find that you don't sleep as much, and then you're sort of ready to consciously take on more of the knowledge and actually begin the practice, the practices that he recommends on how to use The Power of Now. So I really recommend the audio CD, even though some people really like books. The books are great, too. But, you know, for me, personally, the CD really brought the message home in a much more profound way than just reading the book. So the book really got me as well. So we have The Power of Now. We have the New Earth books and The Power of Now on audio CD. We also have a new astrology book called Retrogrades. And you can read on my site about that if you want. Go into the astrological books and tapes section of the shopping cart. And this, again, is all on seventhunders.com, which is the number seven and the word thunders, thunders.com. If you haven't ever been there before, there's a lot of fun things there. You can get a free reading of four different kinds of free readings just by clicking on the link and entering in your birthday and then clicking on the four different buttons to see what's going on in your life, learn a little bit about yourself. And there's a lot of free information, free articles, so you're welcome to come there and enjoy that. Today is May 26th, and there's a lot of famous people born today. This is a Six of Clubs and a Six of Spades day. Now, Six of Clubs is a card that I've talked about before. They're one of the most successful cards in the deck. Almost all of them are destined for some sort of fame or success in a big way. We have a lot of famous people. I mean, there's a lot of Six of Clubs birthdays. There's, I believe there's actually 10 or 11 Six of Clubs birthdays of the year. So we're talking about a lot of people that are Six of Clubs. And among those, there are so many famous people. Like, just for example, today we have actor James Arness. We have actress Helena Bonham Carter. We have trumpet player Miles Davis. We have comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. We have musicians Lenny Kravitz. We have Stevie Nicks. We have John Wayne, the actor, and the first female astronaut in space, Sally Ride, all born today. And this is just one of the Six of Clubs birthdays. When you look at the whole list of Six of Clubs, it's pages and pages of famous people. Today's birthday also is a Six of Spades. It's a double six. And there's only two birthdays of the year that have this double six quality, these two cards, Six of Clubs and Six of Spades. And Six of Spades itself was a birth card of people like Elvis Presley and David Bowie. So those cards also can be really destined for success. The Six of Spades, though, has more of an emotional problem aspect associated with it. So people who are born today who have the Six of Clubs and the Six of Spades, you'll find they'll be very affectionate in some ways because Six of Clubs are often very affectionate. But the Six of Spades is not. Six of Spades is more or less closed down on an emotional level and more just work oriented. So the people born today will be a mixture of both, affectionate sometimes and not so affectionate others, which is, not that big of a deal, but that's just how they are. Okay, so the talk tonight is, about how to get, out of our own way so that we can have more things in our life show up the way we would like them to. We think that the problem with, our life not having what we want is that we're not doing something externally that could make us more successful. And if you listen to, watch movies and read the news and even pop culture, all those songs and stuff, they're all like, get out there and do it, make something happen. Nobody's saying, hey, go inside and take a look. You don't hear any songs very much about that. Nobody wants to take a look inside. The truth is out there somewhere, always out there, never inside. But honestly, that's not really the truth. That's not really going to work for people. You might be able to be successful for a while, just manipulating the external world. But at some point, you're going to have to face yourself and realize that you are the only one that's limiting your success in life. We all are. It's not really anyone's fault. It's just the nature, you might say, of being a human and having an ego, which is the mind, us being identified with being our mind and our thoughts. And, this all goes back to Eckhart Tolle's work, which I've talked about a lot, but it's very profound and it deserves to be discussed a little bit and kind of played out. So we are always in our own way whenever we are upset. And this is important to know. And it's also important to know that a lot of people, we are upset so much of the time that we don't even recognize that we are upset when we are upset. We don't even recognize it when we're not feeling safe, when we're feeling threatened, afraid, attacked. You know, some people can't even tell because it's become the normal condition of their life. But whenever I'm upset, and I get upset, I have triggers that really hit buttons for me. I become defensive. And when I become defensive, I become abusive, really, to people around me and to myself. So the nature of the mind is such that if we feel threatened, if we feel like our ego is threatened because something that we've identified with is being attacked by somebody else, at least that's what we think is happening, we will go on and on and on defending that. And in the process, we don't care who we hurt. We don't care if we hurt ourselves, and we don't care if we hurt other people, as long as we're right. As long as we're right. That was interesting. I read in the paper today that this famous race car driver, the female, Danica, her name's Danica, I don't remember her last name, Taylor, I think it is. She's in the Indianapolis 500 yesterday. And throughout the whole race, she was complaining that one of the cars was driving slow. It was really bothering her, really irritating her. I keep thinking she must be a queen of clubs, because that's typical of queen of clubs, to be bothered and irritated by other people who are slow. So Danica is really upset, okay? And then towards the end of the race, she's coming out of a pit stop, and this person, this slow car that she's been complaining about the whole race, runs into her, of all things, and totals her car, and totals that car, so that none of those two, I don't remember if they were totaled or not, but they definitely caused her to come in 22nd place and him to come in 23rd place. She was so upset that after the race, she was walking around with this terrible look on her face, looking for the driver of the other car, and the security guys came out to stop her from having a confrontation with him. Now here's this young, beautiful, successful woman who totally lost it. And what's really interesting is, like, when we are upset about something, like she was, and like she was convinced that it was this guy and his slow car was a big problem for her, that she was so convinced that she didn't even realize that probably she took an active part in that accident that stopped her from winning the race. She didn't think that at the time. She was completely blaming the other driver. But think about it for a minute. He pointed it out himself. Later they asked him, and he said, you know, I've seen lots of situations in races, and she has a brake pedal just like the rest of us and didn't use it. You know, and I'm not saying that necessarily excuses him, but I do think that her being upset about him the whole race contributed to her running into him, or him running into her. And then she gets to be right, see? This is the tricky thing about our mind, is when we're really upset, we need to be right. And sometimes, in order to be right, we will go ahead and hurt ourselves or hurt other people, just so we can say, I told you so. I told you so. So Danica got to say, I told you so, about this other driver who she complained about the whole race, but she lost the race. And this is what happens to us. When we get into that state of mind where we're upset and we're defending, we can get so upset that we start hurting ourselves, and we forget. We so much need to be right then in that moment sometimes that we don't even care if we don't get the things in life that we really want. We just want to be right. And yet, that being right, and actually even if you end up saying, oh, I was right, you still lost the race. You lost the race. You didn't get what you wanted. We don't get what we want when we're upset and when we act out of that. If you've listened to or read any of Eckhart Tolle's work, you'll know that this is called the pain body. When we're activated by somebody else, we're in our pain body. And we all have a pain body. It's very interesting. We all have a pain body. Some people's pain body only gets activated very rarely, like once a month or once a year. Other people, it's activated all the time. All the time. It's just waiting. It's like a problem waiting to happen, an accident waiting to happen. So everybody's a little different about the pain body. But I can tell you one thing. If you know you're upset, you're in your pain body. If you're defending yourself, if you're attacking somebody else, if you're in an argument, if you are judging other people for anything, you're in your pain body. That's how you tell you're in it. And if we're in our pain body, we are causing harm, always, usually to other people and to ourselves. It's usually going on at the same time. And I'll tell you another thing, when we're in our pain body, our thinking is way off. You know, all of our assumptions about what's going on and the truth about what's happened are incorrect. And we're making big mistakes. We're making mistakes that we'll regret later. You know, there was some, what was it, a movie or something recently? No, it was actually somebody telling me of a life story. He said, and he was in a bar, and he was with this big guy who was, you know, like a big guy who was, he was like a fighter or something. You know, like he was a professional boxer or something like that. And the guy was getting kind of, he was buying him drinks. The boxer guy was buying this other guy drinks, who was kind of a meek and mild guy, but the other guy was thinking, man, when's he going to go off and go off on me? So all of a sudden, the boxer guy goes off on the bartender because he made the drinks wrong, and he's actually pounding the heck out of the bartender. And then he turns around. This other guy tries to pull him off. This guy says, I want to pull you off of there. You know, and then the guy attacks him and punches him right in the mouth. Right in the eye. Actually, punches him right in the eye. And, you know, and this guy had been his buddy all night long, and now he punched him in the eye. Just looked at him, you know, and that was his pain body. Well, an hour later, the guy cooled down. He was, like, calling everybody. Tell this guy, I'm really sorry. I didn't really mean to hit him. I'm really, really sorry. Yeah, he was really sorry, but that's his pain body. And this guy, who was a boxer, anybody who upsets him, it stands to be punched or beaten up, because that's what his pain body does. So you can ask yourself the question, what does your pain body do when you get upset? You know, my pain body, which is really activated about issues about, you know, being right, and, you know, I'm Mr. Know-It-All, so if anybody, like, questions my know-it-allness, I can get upset. My thing will be to put other people down or to sort of, like, make myself feel superior to them by saying things to make them look bad. That's my thing that I do. Even though I was raised in a family where there was a lot of physical violence, I haven't hit anybody since I was a child. So, you know, I remember I had a talk with a very wise woman once. She was 90 years old, and I was fairly young at the time and in between relationships, and she was giving me some advice about picking a partner, and she said, you know, when you go to pick a woman to be in a relationship, pick this woman as if you were picking a bomb, like an atomic bomb. She said, and try to pick one that when that bomb goes off, it doesn't do much damage. And I always thought about that. It was a wise thing to say. And I realize now that what she was talking about was find out what your partner's pain body is like. You might want to find out before you make the commitment, because sometimes people can have a long courtship and then get married, but they've never seen their partner's pain body. And then when it shows up, they can be in for a big shock. It can be quite shocking. So it's kind of nice to know just what does somebody do when their buttons get pushed. Everybody does something. We all do something. We've all got one. And what is it that we do? It'd be nice to tell your partner that, hey, when I get upset, I become, you know, a big butt. I put other people down. I become this. I become arrogant and self-righteous, and I become, you know, verbally abusive. Might be good to tell people that, oh, I hit people. When I get activated, I hit people. It'd be nice to know that ahead of time. This is the nature of our pain body. This is the nature of what we are. And the one thing we have to do if we can do anything, is become aware that we're upset when we are upset. To know that we're upset when we're upset can make a huge difference. Because if I know that I'm upset, I can actually stop the process. I can see my urge and my desire to lash out with my pain body, and I cannot do it. I have a choice then, if I'm aware. If I'm not aware, it's going to happen, and I have nothing to say about it. I'm on automatic. The fact that we all have a pain body is just a fact of nature, in the way that we've evolved as a species right now. We all have one, and when we get into it, it becomes harmful. It becomes harmful to us and everybody around us. Some people's pain body thrive on just self-torture. They don't hurt other people. They just hurt themselves, you know. And as Eckhart Tolle points out, some people's pain bodies end up destroying them, destroying the host, the very host. So they get to die in their pain body and be right, but not be alive. So this is very serious business we're talking about here. This thing about getting in our own way. And so if we know that we're upset, we can stop all of the external actions that would normally come out of us that would be harmful to ourselves and others. We can stop the process. We have a choice then. That's the thing. We might feel like saying something. We might feel like lashing out. We might feel like hitting somebody else. But we don't have to anymore because we have a choice. And we know, like Eckhart Tolle says, we know it's the pain body and not the real us. It's just our identity with something that is not really us. So this is like the best way in life. I mean, you know, we can work on having good things in our life. And when we're feeling good, things are going okay. And things, usually our choices are positive and we're doing good things for other people. But everybody has that moment. Everybody has that little button. Or maybe you have 2 buttons. Or maybe you have 100 buttons. That when other people say or do things around you, it sets you off. You want to fire back. Or you want to run away. Or you want to just complain. Complaining, by the way, is definitely a form of anger on a subtle level. Just complaining about things, whining, complaining, bitching, all that stuff. Judging. When we're judging others, when we're labeling them and throwing negative labels on them, we're in our pain body. This is how you can tell. This is how you can start increasing your awareness. This is something that I'm practicing right now. And it's a lot to practice because it happens frequently. If we're really out here in the world, you know, going for it in some way, God's going to provide opportunities for growth. People are going to push your buttons. And it's a matter of what do you do? Do you kill them off? Do you fight back? Or do you look inside yourself and say, hey, what's going on here? Why did that upset me? Do I really want to be this person who's going around damaging myself and other people every time somebody says the wrong thing? You can have a choice about your life. Okay, so that's pretty much enough on that subject. We might get into it though later tonight as people call in. Sometimes people call in with issues like this. By the way, relationship is the one area where the pain body gets activated the most. Personal relationships. Oh my goodness. We could talk for hours about that because, you know, there's judges that are afraid to try cases, like mafia cases. They might be afraid. They're afraid to try those cases, but there are way more judges afraid for their life who are trying divorce cases than there are judges who are trying mafia cases. Because the pain bodies in personal relationships can be the most destructive of all to everyone around them. And a lot of judges have been shot and killed because they were overseeing a divorce trial. Okay, with that in mind, we're going to take a short break, and now it's time to call in. We have lines open. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, I'd love to hear from you. Those of you who have called in before, if you want to check in and let us know what's going on, love to hear from you too. All the lines are open. I'm going to take a short break. We're going to listen to a song off my CD called Krishna. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna off my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed it. We do have some callers, and we have a friend of mine on the phone, Joy Williams. Are you there, Joy? Hello?
Yes.
Is that Joy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you calling tonight.
Okay, I'm hearing an echo. Do you hear echo?
Okay. Yeah, you have to turn off your computer.
I just did. I muted it.
Okay, good. Now you can hear me in real live time.
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great.
So what's on your mind this evening, dear?
My mind. I have one quick question and then one relationship question.
Okay.
I did my weekly reading yesterday.
Yeah.
And my question is, according to the book, it starts, the card layout spread is like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Now, my normal Monday is my Mars day. And then
okay.
Tuesday is my Jupiter day, Wednesday, Saturn, so forth and so on. So when I look at your spread, you have Monday as Mercury, so forth and so on. Which,
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the book teaches you to do, the book doesn't happen, has no way of knowing what day of the week you were born.
Right.
So I tell everybody in the book, do the reading on Sunday to start on Monday.
Okay.
But once you do know your day, the day you were born, what day of the week, it's better to do, to have your reading begin on the day of the week you were born. So like if you're born on Tuesday, you would do your reading Monday night to start on Tuesday.
Okay,
and now what that does is it aligns your personal planetary days with the days of the reading, because
okay.
the day you were born is your Mercury day of your life.
Right.
So
that's throwing me.
Yeah. So since you do know your day of birth, you should always do it on the day before that.
Okay. So I'm born on Saturday, so do it Friday night to start off my new week.
That's
okay.
correct.
Even though, like, my whole weekly
no, you would do it. You would do it. No, you would actually do it Friday. You're born on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, you do it Friday night, and the reading starts on Saturday.
Right.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
Now, even though last week when I did my card, the card made sense. At the end of the day, it didn't make sense daily, but it did make sense overall as far as the energies were concerned.
Okay.
So,
that's great.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, and then now a relationship question. I'm an eight of diamond, ace of club, PRC,
mm-hmm.
and I
yeah.
met a six of spade, ace of club, PRC.
Okay. Yeah.
He's wonderful, you know, so far. You know
how the, what's the specific question? Because you know how to do the relationship connections in the book, right?
Yeah, I read.
Yeah, so what... So
it
what
looks
do you still need
theory.
To know?
It looks good in theory until I went to the unmarriageable page.
why? Oh, the six of spades, you mean?
The six of spades, the eight of diamonds, and the eight of clubs all have this, you know.
Yeah, there's all this. Well, you know, you're not the most marriageable person in the world.
Oh.
You know that. We've talked about this before. But it doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means that it's something you have to work at, you know?
Okay.
Anybody can have anything. If you really want it bad enough, you can have anything you want. I'm convinced of that. But some cards, like my card also, have to work at it. It didn't come natural to me.
What are you, a queen of
diamonds.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And, you know, anybody's card who's got a lot of three energy associated with their birth card or their ruling card, is going to have trouble with commitment.
He has a three of hearts Saturn, and I have three of hearts Venus.
Yeah, you have the... Well, Saturn is not so bad. I mean, that's... I was talking about earlier about six of spades, how they're not real open-hearted, and that's why. Because of the three of hearts in Saturn. But three of hearts in Venus just makes you change your mind a lot.
Mm-hmm.
First you want this, then you want that, then you want them both.
Watch out.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's cool when you're younger, but, you know, age is starting to settle in now, so I know I need to make decisions and just be done with it.
Well, yeah, so you might be able to do that, and, you know, probably can. But even there's eight of diamonds people that have had, like, seven or eight marriages.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at Dolly Parton, you know.
And Lonnie Anderson, Ada Diamond, just got married last week again.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, it's just, it can be changed, but it takes conscious and deliberate effort. And most people aren't up to the task. So I usually would say, well, a person's not really going to change. They can, but usually they don't bother. It's too much trouble.
I hear you. Now, I got in kind of late on your be your best friend conversation, and I heard you speaking about the pain body as I was getting onto your site. I have this thing about self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Even though I'll do my affirmations and pray and everything else, I still make decisions that I know are completely, you know, not in agreement with what I should be doing. And it's lame because I'm too intelligent for the stupid stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you'll even make decisions that are harmful to you in spite of yourself. You know, we're all like, all of us are like the victim in a way, in a certain sense. We're all victims to our pain body. We really are. And, you know, on a certain level, none of us are really to blame. What we're to blame for is the fact that we're identified with our mind, see. That's where the problem arises. So, you know, I found that if I practice some of the things that I'm reading about in Power of Now, I'm able to disconnect that identity, and when I do, it takes care of it. It takes care of all of it, see?
So if you're trying to quit smoking cigarettes and you know that it's just a lame crutch, the next time you get ready to light up, you just try to say, oh, I don't need the cigarette. The pain body does. I don't want to feed that.
But, you know, also just watching how we just have to be aware, you know, like start to watch, like, wow, look how I just can't stand to be here in the moment. The cigarette's just one way of getting out of it. There's other ways, too, you know. Our mind is constantly going. We're doing everything we can to stay out of the moment. Man, we cannot. Our minds will not tolerate 1 second of being in the moment.
A lot of escapism.
Yeah. We're all doing it. It's not like somebody's, you know, making us do it or that it's just makes us bad. It's just part of the human condition that we're all part of. And, you know, one good thing about this teaching for me has been that I stopped blaming people so much. I now see that we're all just basically kind of the victim of this thing called the pain body. See? So it's helped me to accept people more.
I have Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, and I know he addresses the pain body. I haven't gotten to that chapter yet, but...
Yeah, he'll definitely talk about it.
Huh?
He'll definitely be talking about it in the book. In that book, yeah. The New Earth.
He said it's easy to get rid of it, though, which is a great thing. So I just have to.
It is if we can. All we got to do is be aware of it. We just have to have the awareness. It just takes that conscious awareness, and you can start right now. It's easy. You know, I mean, it's easy to get started. It's just that it's so prevalent in us that it takes a while to unravel it.
Understood. Now, I don't know how many people you have on your line. I know one young lady called in when I was calling.
Yeah, I got a couple people waiting, so I'm going to go now, Joey. But it's great talking to you. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Bye-bye.
Okie doke. Oh, I guess she left already. Okay, without further ado, we'd like to talk to Susie from Miami, if she's there. Are you there, Susie?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you, Susie?
Good, how are you?
Great. And are you born May 10th, 1963?
Yes, sir.
And I think I overheard that you have a relationship question. Is that true?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what's the other person's birthday?
It's February 13th, 1949.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so give me a little history about the relationship. How long has it been around? How long have you been dating?
Oh, a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know what you predict for the future.
Well, I mean, you know, I do readings a lot, and I can look in the cards, but it's more important to know what's happening right now. Like,
uh-huh.
do you see some problem coming?
Not really. I just wanted to, you know, to know, you know, I mean, I've I've read some stuff about it in your books, but I just kind of wanted to hear from you kind of spontaneously what you feel, the strengths and weaknesses of this relationship would be.
Well, you know, this relationship, whatever it is, Susie, is a reflection of you. I know that for sure.
It's
a reflection of you.
Right, uh-huh.
It's a reflection of something about yourself.
Right.
That's very important.
That I somehow owe him something, right?
Well, he is the karma card that you owe, yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's much bigger than that. Because, see, he's your first karma card, the one you owe, which is also the card that reminds you of things that you don't necessarily like about yourself.
Right.
You know, like whenever I meet, I'm a queen of diamonds too. When I meet a three of diamonds, which is my first karma card,
uh-huh.
I see them acting out the things about myself that are my weak sides.
Right.
So you married a man who is your, or are you married or just dating or what?
No, just dating.
Okay, so here you're with this guy that's sort of a reminder to you of your not so great part of yourself.
Uh-huh.
So how do you handle that? Do you just kind of like go along?
I get kind of defensive, so, you know.
You get defensive, and do you like then you argue or?
No, I kind of withdraw really.
You're a withdrawer.
I get insecure and I kind of give in, you know.
But
the funny thing is, I was reading, looking up, you know, Nine of Diamonds people, and I was reading that George Bush and Barack Obama are both Nine of Diamonds, and it's just like to go on the attack, and I'm not like that at all, you know.
Well, Nine of Diamonds, I don't consider Nine of Diamonds like people that go on the attack attack a lot, personally. I see them more as people that feel like they always get the short end of the deal, you know, in life.
Mm-hmm.
They feel a little bit like they don't get the things they really want in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my experience of them. Now, I can't say that's true for Barack or George Bush.
But I was telling the guy that answered the phone, I have the exact same birthday, date and year of Lisa Nowak. You know,
another astronaut.
The astronaut and it's really funny because I'm not, oh my God, I can't even fathom, you know, doing anything like that. I mean.
Well, she would be an extreme version of your card because, you know, the Two of Clubs ruler makes people really afraid of being alone.
Right.
Do you have that?
Not really. I really like being alone. Like, I work alone. I like being in a relationship. I really do, you know, but
yeah.
I'm not going to kill somebody.
Right. You're not going to tie him up and shoot him or something.
But we're the same that we're both redheads and very achievement oriented, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes I'm kind of intimidated by my friend that I called about, you know, that I feel like I have to like prove something, or I really do owe him something, and that it just really freaked me out how accurate this stuff is, you know. Oh my God, it's terrifying.
Yeah. The trick about it is that once you see what it is in him that you don't like, and you learn to accept that in yourself,
mm-hmm.
he no longer has the power to upset you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, I found I can be with Three of Diamonds people now and I don't get upset anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're all whiny about money and worried and all that stuff. That's their negative quality, you know?
Right.
And I can just kind of hang out and go, you know, that's cool. That's
mm-hmm.
okay. You guys can do that. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not reacting anymore.
Right.
Now, if I was still struggling to achieve, you know, overcoming my fear of poverty, it would upset me to be around those kind of people.
Right.
And I would just single them out, and that would be, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting into my pain body about them.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this is, when you're in a, you must have picked this relationship because you really wanted to work on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, on some level, you wanted to be questioned. You wanted to be, have a little struggle there so you could figure
mm-hmm.
out yourself and get more clear.
Yeah.
For yourself.
So that would be just a natural kind of person to work some things out with.
Yeah. So now, so let me ask you a question.
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
You just had a birthday, right?
That what?
You just had a birthday.
Yes.
And are you really happy in this relationship? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it? Like is 10 being incredible, over the top, best relationship you ever had, and 1 being like the worst?
Oh.
What number would you give this relationship?
7.5.
7.5, that's pretty good. You must think a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got a Queen of Hearts long
that
range.
That surprises you?
Well, you didn't sound that positive when you were first talking.
No, because I'm just nervous because I'm talking to you on the phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that.
That's all, but I really appreciate all your work that you do. You know, I've learned a lot from this stuff, and it really, it's fabulous. That, you know, you've given a big gift to the world, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for those kind words. I appreciate hearing that from you.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, have a nice evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We do have, let's see here. Let's see, something about the lines. We only have, like, I think, a couple lines open right now, but we'll have more a little bit later. But I do happen to know that line 3 is now empty. It was just Susie was on that line. So if you want to call in, you can call in there. And right now I will talk to Janet from Portland, if she's there. Are you there,
yes,
Janet?
Yes, I am.
Hello,
yes,
Janet.
I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so happy to get through to have a chance to talk to you.
Okay.
I bought your first book when it first came out, and others following that, but have just been a follower for a long time and in this
nice.
Work for a lot of years.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the work that I'm doing. It makes a difference for me to hear that. So.
And you have such a comfortable way of speaking and getting this system understood and getting people to be able to help themselves through this technique. I love it so much. I just love your work.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. Coming from a Leo, I really like that.
I that's what they say. You know, I get pretty fussy, but I think you're one of the best and always have and respect your work very, very, very much.
Thanks. Now, are you born July 31st, 1943?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So would you like to ask a question tonight?
Yes, if I could, please.
Go ahead.
I am really working on my health. And my question would be, is, you know, since my birthday is coming up in July, I'm wondering what you see for me for my new year, if you see that my health issues.
Okay. So I want to point out, first of all, that this year you're in now, you have a Nine of Spades environment card.
Yes.
Now, did you relate to that card at all? Throughout this
yes.
year?
I have had several deaths in our family, including my twin brother. And that's how I related to the Nine of Spades.
Okay. So let me just say a few words about that, okay?
Yes, thank you.
The Nine of Spades in this position is actually a very helpful influence, usually. It means endings that are favorable, helpful, beneficial, that lead to more life. Okay?
Yes.
So, but you also have the Nine of Hearts in Saturn, so you definitely had some difficult endings that had to happen this year in relationships.
Yes.
But this card, the Nine of Spades, is more about lifestyle changes.
Thank you.
And I'm saying this because you're asking about health and also because the year's not over yet.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what my advice to you is. My advice to you is that, like, look at your lifestyle right now and ask yourself, is there anything else in my life that I really could just let go of that's not really helping me anymore? You follow me?
I really can relate to those words. That's where I am in life, exactly where I am. that I am letting go of many things from the past and
right.
beginning a new avenue of my life, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I guess I kind of went into seclusion a little bit, and now I need to come out more. I was teaching for a long time, spiritual teaching, and I was just also relating that to my health, that if my health, if I can get it back to where I want it to be, if I, you know, could continue to teach again.
Yeah.
So letting go of these other things.
With this card that you have right now, Janet, all you have to think about is what can I let go of that's really not me anymore in terms of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you have to be
yeah.
concerned with, because you're guaranteed by that Nine of Spades environment that any letting go will pay off big time for you in positive things.
Okay.
Now you're going
into the hardest thing I've ever done.
Well, I can imagine. And, you know, it is harder because we get kind of set, you know. We get kind of fixed in our ways the older we get, you know. And I've seen it. I'm 55 now almost. I'll be 55 in July. And, you know, I already see how hard it is for me to change myself now.
Yes.
So, but you'll never have a better time to do it. You'll never have an easier time to do it than now. So.
Well, I really thank you for those words. I thank you for your time. You have answered so much that's really been in my heart. And my nieces have really worked hard to help me to let go of things. And so you're just really verifying to them that
oh, good.
We're on the right track. We're on the right track.
Oh, excellent. That's great. Thank you for saying that. It's great to have you on my show, Janet. You call again anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
All right, good night.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, I don't know what line actually she was on, but I think it was line, who knows. But I do know there's at least one line open right now, and we have Janet waiting on line 4. Can we talk to Janet from Toronto?
Hello.
Hi, is this Janet?
Yeah, it is. I can hardly hear you, though.
Oh, maybe he can turn it up a little bit. How about now? Any better?
That's a little better.
Well, I can hear you really good.
Okay, well, that's important.
So are you born on October 14th, 1959?
I am, indeed.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. I'm here to ask and for you to ask me some questions if you want.
Okay, well, I am going through a fairly major transition at this point in my life, a career that I've had for about 25 years or more, is slowly dwindling to an end, and I'm really presented with a world of opportunity and have absolutely no idea where I'm going to go.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So just wondered if there's anything in my cards that would indicate a transformation or... in a direction.
Well, you should know, you may or may not know this, but you're in the most difficult period of the year right now. Okay?
Oh,
it's every year it's the same date. It starts on May 11th and it ends on July 2nd. Okay?
Okay.
So you can expect things during this period to be just a little harder than usual for you to deal with, okay? And the next thing is that you know that you're an Eight of Clubs. Do you know that?
I do, yeah.
And Eight of Clubs, they don't like change too much. Are you aware of that?
Control, we don't like that.
I can barely hear you. Will you speak up?
I said, when we lose control, we don't like that so much.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because change means losing control for you. Your mind is so strong and fixed, and you know, you have it all figured out, and you take a lot of comfort in that. And when that's taken away, you don't know what to do.
That's right.
So you're in a transformation period right now, Janet, and it's not going to kill you. And you're going to have to be in a sense of uncertainty for a short period of time. Okay?
Okay.
It's actually all going to turn out okay.
I just ask the universe will take care of me. So how long is this period?
It ends on July 2nd.
July 2nd. Okay.
Yeah. Think you can hold out that long?
I don't know. It's a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time, and you know what? You're going to survive it just fine.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
So here's the other thought that I have around transformation and change, if I could ask you another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have, of course, as every human does, an inner critic that is very loud and screaming even louder at this point in time. And I understand there is a shifting, for me at this point in my life around my own personal power. And it feels like it's not even so much about what I do out in the world as much as it is about how I'm coming out of myself or coming, presenting myself in that way. Is there anything that, is there a significance to this point in, that transition?
Well, this transformation you're going through right now is really significant. It's the Ace of Spades is there. That's like the strongest card for transformation. And this is the last year, Janet, of the 7-year cycle that you began in 2001.
Right.
Okay. So you're in a process of letting go of things that have been around for a while that no longer serve you. And that means you're preparing for a new beginning. All right?
And absolutely.
And, it's scary to be in this place. It's always scary to be in this place that you're in right now because we don't really know the future enough to feel like we can really feel safe about it. So it's natural for you to be afraid and concerned about it. But everybody who goes through a change like this has to go through those steps. That's just the way it works.
Yeah. So the next 7-year cycle that we're going into is, what's the card that leads that?
The card that is the predominant card of that 7-year cycle is called the Artist card.
The Artist card?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah, like creative,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's actually interesting because I have been a creative person all my life and have doubted it all my life. And that's part of what I have to sort of wrap my mind around and come out and bring my power out around is my creativity.
Yeah, so wouldn't it be nice to know that in your future you're actually going to actualize that? You're going to make that real. You're going to actually live that.
I will.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And, it's funny because here you are, 49, you'll be 49 years old, and you'll just be starting to have the life that you always dreamed of.
I know. It took me a long time to get there.
Well, you still got to get through your Saturn period, so, But
okay,
you're going to be
okay. It's only a month and a half away.
Yeah, the rest of the year is going to be fine. You won't even feel so concerned for the rest of the year, I don't think. And you'll be able to start preparing for next year, which is going to be the beginning of a whole new cycle for you.
And that'll start at my birthday.
Yeah, and your birthday in October. That's right.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. It was great talking to you, Janet. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing yourself.
Okay. Well, keep doing the good work.
All right, Janet. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and listen to a song off my CD. And when we come back, by the time this break's over, we'll have all three lines open. So if you've been trying to call in and having any difficulty, I believe if you try after the top of the hour here, you'll be able to get in very easily. We do have Nancy waiting on line 2, but the other lines are open. We're going to listen to the song called Rama Rama, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. So this is Robert Camp. We'll be right back on the Mr. Destiny Radio Show.
Come
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We have about an hour to go, and lines are open. We have two lines open now. We have Nancy on line two, and the other two are open. So this is the time to call in if you'd like. And Nancy, are you there from New Jersey?
Yes, I am. I'm walking away from the PC because I have a feeling it might make it tougher to hear you.
Yeah, you'll get a delay if you don't turn the PC down. It'll be a big delay.
Yeah, I was just using it to look at the software when I was talking. That's all right.
That's cool. So what? I must know you.
Yes, we've talked. I talked in January, I think, or early January or into December because I was waiting to hear on a job.
Uh-huh.
And I did get the job, and I did make a change,
uh-huh.
which is good.
Cool.
We like that.
Cool.
Especially since it's 12 miles away and gas prices what they are.
Yeah.
So that's a good, that's a very good thing.
I completely.
Now it's, I'm happy that I made the change, but it was intended to be a stepping stone since the money's about the same. It's not that much better money. And I'm wondering, because I do see some fives again for my birthday coming up in November going forward.
Oh, for November 2008.
My birthday.
Okay.
And I was wondering if it's possible if I might change jobs again after that.
It's very possible when I look, because you have not only a five of spades displacement, but you have a nine of spades environment. And I don't know if you were hearing me talking to the woman earlier who had a nine of spades environment this year, but it's the best time to make changes when you have a nine as an environment or a five as an environment. And especially when it's a spade, because the spade is the strongest of all the suits. So.
And I do have a 10 of spades next year, don't I?
Yeah, your long range is that success card, the 10 of spades.
Yeah, right? So that's good then, right?
It's all good.
Good. I'm just kind of, I stayed static too long in my last job as far as finances, and I need to get more towards the market salary. So I was just making sure there'd be no financial issues showing up. It doesn't look like it to me from what I can tell.
No, money is not going to be any problem next year. Your biggest challenge is going to be relationships next year.
I'm going to have problems with relationships? I don't have a relationship. How can I have problems with one?
Well, you'll have challenges with relationships. Trust me. I don't know exactly who. I don't know who it's going to be or what form it's going to take. But if you look at your Saturn pair, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And you're talking next year.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Right. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. Because I'm a Scorpio, I get the two back cards.
The two ruler cards.
And the personality,
planetary ruler
card. What do you call it? Thank you. I have a brother who I'm not in touch with at the moment, which isn't unusual, bipolar. And he's the Ace of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
So when I look at that second one in Saturn, I see Ace of Diamonds and Nine of Spades. I get a little worried.
Where do you see Ace of Diamonds and Nine of Spades together?
In the second, for this year, in the second PR card, PR2. Am I wrong?
Yes, you are.
Thank God. What was I looking at? So it's not this year or next year. It's the Saturn period. You don't see that. Why am I?
No, he's not in either one of your Saturn periods coming up.
Okay, good. Because I was sitting staring at it, whatever I was staring at, going, only one I know with Ace of Diamonds is my brother.
Even if you do find his card showing up and you only know him, it doesn't always mean the person. So there's always that.
No, I know.
So always keep that possibility open, and it could be something entirely else.
And that's the other thing I wanted to ask for this Saturn period that's coming up all too rapidly. Any particular concerns? Most of it isn't too terrible to me.
None at all.
Good.
Nothing to be concerned about. Sorry.
No,
because
don't be sorry, believe me.
I don't have any bad news for you.
It was always so interesting because until I looked at this system, I never understood why June was such a downer for me every year. And I was like, well, I saw it, I went, oh.
Hey, well, you should be glad
so
about it. You should be glad that you're not a Taurus, because Tauruses have Saturn during Christmas every year.
Oh, that really stinks. That is just unfairness.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because they're like the best gift givers, you know, Taurus people.
Yeah.
They are. And then here they are at the season of gift giving. They have their worst period. I feel a little sad for them.
I agree with you. That's not a good thing. So since we brought up relationships, is it all bad news, or is there any good news for relationships in there?
Well, that Saturn period, it's like it's all culminating all at the same time. It's going to be some kind of karmic payback around love. There's an indication there. I don't know. It could be a past lover coming back. Could be a new lover coming that you're getting involved in. I don't know. There's a lot of time that's going to happen between now and then. So even though you might be happily in a relationship right now, things could change.
Oh, no, I'm not in a relationship. That's why I was curious.
Oh, well, I think you're going to be in one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't like how it looks. You just don't like how it looks during Saturn.
You got to look at Saturn. Saturn is just like lessons being played out for our entertainment, okay? It's not like the end of the world or anything. It's just
I know.
It's just something that comes and goes, and when it comes, we learn something about ourselves, and then we go on from there.
After that point, any indications of a successful relationship?
Well, there's not any indications one way or the other, but I don't see why you couldn't have it. See, your long-range card next year, one of them is the King of Hearts. Okay.
Yes.
There's going to be
I'm happy
a lover.
About that.
There's going to be a lover in your life. Okay. We know this. And
that's a good thing.
And the Ace of Hearts that you have in Saturn has a King of Hearts as the underlying card. So it tells me that this that's where the challenge is going to show up for you.
Oh, could it be stepchildren type kids kind of thing?
Possibly. Yeah.
That might make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways this can play out. You know, it doesn't have to be just one way. So.
Right. Okay. But otherwise, things you see no
yeah.
crises or.
Oh, you're fine. Your life is going great. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because this year I'm very pleased with this step I've taken, but I do view it as a step. So I'm hoping to continue and do even more.
Good. I'm sure you will. I'm absolutely positive.
Okay. So business looks good next year for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent news.
Thanks for calling in, Nancy.
All right. Well,
having you on the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. All right. Without further ado, we're going to move right on to our next caller, whose name is Mary, calling from Portland, Oregon. Are you there, Mary? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. You were so low, I could barely hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Great.
How are
you,
Mary?
That sounded like a commercial, didn't it?
Yeah, I did.
I'm great. How are you, Robert?
Good. Have we talked before?
We talked a couple weeks ago, and I bought your software and things, so we've had communication over the years.
Oh, were you on the show 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, great. Nice to have you back.
And I was listening to you talk about Eckhart Tolle, and I wanted to call and reaffirm how fabulous those books and tapes are. I really hope people go to your website and buy them. I had the same experience you did. I used the books on tape, the CDs. And every time I listened to them, I fell asleep. But I didn't think that it was making me go to sleep. It was fascinating. I thought that maybe after I fell asleep, I was still taking it in, you know?
Right. That's the same thing I thought, too. Mm-hmm.
And I listened to them over and over and over again, and they totally changed my life. The information about the pain body was really a revelation, and once I understood that, I completely changed the way that I acted around people. It just completely changed my life, and I was really grateful to get that information, and I'm glad you're getting it out to people.
Oh, so. That's great for you to share that because, you know, it's great to have, you know, confirmation. So everybody, hope everybody's listening. This is the Queen of Clubs talking to you guys here, you know.
Yeah.
And Queen of Clubs are known to have problems with their anger in their mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that you
And it is all in your mind, too, you know.
Yeah, it is.
So if you just make up things to be mad about, you know.
Oh, God. Trust me, my mother's a Queen of Clubs. I know a lot about you guys. I grew
up
with
that. Well, I'm happy to say that my daughter doesn't have that experience of her mother, and I'm very grateful. I can say that the power of now had a lot to do with the fact that she doesn't have to put up with a mom who's crazy.
that's really nice. That's really nice.
It is. Good. I had a question for you about my coming year. I don't have my destiny book available right now because I'm in the middle of a move.
Okay.
And so I don't really know what my spread looks like for next year. I thought you could give me a little bit of information.
Yeah, so what do you have any goals in your life for now?
Well, I'm coming out of a year where there was an awful lot of personal transformation, and I have really made steps toward spiritual achievements, and so I'm thinking that the kind of work that I've been doing may be changing. I've been doing the Queen of Clubs mind work, the communication work,
yeah.
For years and years and years and years and years.
Well,
and
the service
oriented
part.
Yeah, the very service oriented part, and I need to kind of move toward the spiritual side, and that's what has happened a lot this year, and so I'm thinking that I'm going to be changing jobs and going in a totally different direction.
Well, your cards are excellent for that. It's, you know, it shows you having a whole transformation about your work. It's all there. And
that's
being
good.
Successful almost instantly as well. I mean, I don't
Oh,
see
good.
You have,
that's very
I don't
good.
See you having to wait for success in this situation.
Well,
I see it being almost a given for you. So all
Must
you have
be the right
to do
time.
Is all you got to do is just kind of tune in and just get clear between now and your birthday, you know, more about what you want to show up in your life. And it's definitely going to happen.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. You have a 10 of clubs environment, which means success in, like, either teaching or publishing.
Oh, excellent. That's right down.
You have a 9 of diamonds of long range, which means letting go, but you also have a 6 of diamonds with that long range, which means it's like the fulfillment of work, because 9s also mean fulfillment. So fulfillment of work and 6 of diamonds, doing the work that you're meant to do in this world.
Good.
You also have an 8 of diamonds in Venus, an 8 of hearts in Mars.
Wow.
And a 9 of diamonds with a king of spades in Jupiter. These are all good cards.
I have a good looking year coming up. Ooh.
Yes, you do. It's going to be exceptionally good. And you're in just the right place because, you know, this is the most important period this year. Next year is your critical year.
Right.
Okay. And so this is all coming together for you right now for you to have the life you've always dreamed of having.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's great having you on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm really glad that you're doing this work. Me and my family, my sisters, my aunts, you actually spoke to my aunt about 20 minutes ago.
Oh.
She was Janet from Portland.
Oh, right. Earlier, the other Portland.
Yeah, we've been doing this work using your books as our jumping off point for many, 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 many years now. We're always giving these books to people. We're just, you got to read these books. You got to check this out. And whenever we carry them around with us and do readings for people, and they're always like, oh, I can't believe how accurate that is, you know. So it's really fun. It's really been an enjoyable thing. But I'm thinking of taking it to the next level now. So I wanted to see what was looking for me.
You know,
I don't got my books available.
The Ace of Spades is your lifetime Jupiter card. And the Ace of Spades is the card that symbolizes this entire system. So Queen of Clubs, whenever they get involved in this mystic work, they always do well. It's always successful. It's always fulfilling. So it's basically a success on every level there is.
Okay.
Always.
Well, I feel good.
Well,
thank you so much for...
It's great having you on the show, Mary.
Yeah. I'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Hope so.
Bless you.
Good night. Okay. I'm giving a lot of good news tonight. I wish I had always had good news to give all my clients. Okay, we have from Sacramento now Ann on line 4, and we have line 3 open. So is Ann here?
Hi. I'm here.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you?
Do I know you?
I've talked to you twice before on the radio.
Oh, okay. Great. Good having you on the show again.
Thank you.
And you are born on April 5th, 1939?
Correct.
Great. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have a new friend whose birthday, to me it looks like we have the same birth card. The birthday is January 11th, 1946.
Yep.
And it's just real interesting to see how very different our lives have been and yet how comfortable we feel with each other. But I've noticed that other cards don't have the same relationship with the same birth card people that my card has. And it seems like there's a lot of difficulty built into a relationship with my particular same birth card. I'm looking at other people's and getting kind of jealous, like, why can't it be as simple as that for mine? But
Well, you know, even when I see people that are the same birth card, I always look further into the ruling cards, because that has a lot to do with the relationship too.
I see.
And your ruling card is the Five of Diamonds, and his is the Jack of Clubs, and you have a perfect Venus connection with that, between those two cards.
Oh, okay. It seems like there's a lot of harmony, and it always surprises me, because we're so different, really. Our outer lives have been so different, and yet it's just real easy to get along with this person, and so I'm wondering, is it because of he's not easygoing, he's pretty intense, but I don't know, there is a lot of ease there.
Well, I think it's really because of the ruling cards.
Okay.
On one hand, and also because both of you have at least come to some level of loving yourself that you can appreciate that Three of Spades energy in each other.
Yeah.
Without fighting it.
May I ask another question?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm curious. I recently, I've been kind of church shopping, like religious shopping, and I got kind of involved, well, anyways, just say a fundamentalist for a while, and a very brief window. But what I keep hearing, even not in just a fundamentalist situation, but people seem to feel like this is the end of the world coming up, and I'm wondering how your system looks at the world condition. I get so focused on individuals, you know, with the love cards and stuff. So I'm just wondering what kind of perspective the love cards or destiny cards have for the world situation.
Well, there may be some way using the destiny system to look at the world. I haven't myself found anything like that. I mean, I have my own opinions about what's going on in the world today, but it's not based on the destiny system. It's just based on my own observations and, you know, awarenesses about things that I see in the world.
Right. Do you feel like talking about that, or would you rather limit it?
I don't mind. I mean, I've actually, you may not be aware, but I've actually talked about things like this before on the show. You might want to go through the archives sometime.
Okay.
On my website, you can, all the shows are downloaded there. You can listen to them for free.
Okay.
On my website.
Okay.
And I've talked, but, you know, basically there is a lot of stuff happening in the world today, and we can't deny it. We can't deny that. Have you heard me talk a little bit about Eckhart Tolle's work, The Power of Now?
I haven't heard yours, but I've read and watched him, and, you know, I had a lot of contact with his concepts and material.
Well, I tend to agree with what he's saying about the world today, and that is that we've come to a point where we either have to evolve or our unconsciousness will have us destroy ourselves, and the earth will participate in that destruction, you know.
Yeah.
He sort of compares what's happening today to the body like our bodies when we get a fever,
uh-huh.
you know, and then we cleanse ourselves of the foreign elements, and the earth is heating up right now, and it's like the earth has a fever.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know we are the destructive element in this whole equation right now. We're the ones that are causing all of these things on the earth, which are not in harmony with nature. So, I'm fully expecting that we're going to have a huge something that's going to really affect the population of the earth in a negative way. You know,
yeah.
I'm fully expecting that to happen.
Well, it makes sense because I feel like we're the toxic element, and
exactly.
we're all over the planet, so it's going to like try to shake us off some kind of way. So
it's kind of like in that movie, The Matrix, when he's talking to, in the very first movie, he's talking to the guy, and he goes, this guy who's a machine says, I've studied all the life forms, and I think I've figured out what humans are all about. You guys are more like a virus than anything else. You come in, and you take over, and you just destroy the form you're living in until it's all gone, you know?
Boy,
well,
that makes sense.
I think he had something there, you know?
Yeah. It rings a bell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Robert. I appreciate talking with you.
Great having you on the show, and thanks for calling. Oh, by the way, do you know I have a workshop here in Concord in about 2 weeks?
Seems like that. Information did come to me. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's a workshop about relationships mostly.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be on Sunday, June the 8th. And there's a whole write-up on my website, seventhunders.com. You can go there and read all the details.
Great. Okay.
We'd love
Thank
to have
you.
You if you want to come.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a nice evening, Ann.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was line Ann on line 4. We have two lines. We have one line open, line 4 now. We are going to take a break, though, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Rainbow and also Mike from Cleveland. So hang in there for just a few minutes. Our song for this break is going to be Sita Ram, a nice rock and roll Krishna chant. We'll be right back after Sita Ram. I hope you like that little rock and roll number there, Sita Ram. Get up and dance and shake your booty. Okay, we have some callers on the line. We do have one line open. Line 4 is open, but we have Rainbow now waiting patiently on line 2. Are you there, Rainbow?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Rainbow.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I love your music, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate hearing that.
Inspiring.
So did you want to ask me a question tonight?
Yeah, I have been using your love card book for years, and never really got into the destiny. This is the first show that I've listened to, and I'm finding it really fascinating. And even though, of course, I can ask you relationship questions, I'm curious about just the whole destiny thing and if there's anything. I've been going through what feels like a lot of changes, lost my job a while ago, and sort of reevaluating what direction to take with my own business and, you know, relationships maybe. So do you see anything?
Well, yeah, of course. Now, one thing I should say about you before I start is that you're born October 2nd, 1947, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you are the Seven of Diamonds.
Yes,
and
from another planet.
The ruling card is the Jack of Hearts, right?
Right.
So both these cards are kind of like the previous caller who was in Eight of Clubs. They're fixed.
Uh-huh.
And people who are fixed are really dependable and really good at getting things done, but not good at changes.
Oh, and I've had an awful lot of them.
It's just harder for you guys than it is for the average person to endure, like, sudden changes in your life and things of this nature, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, but at the same time, you're also built tough. You're like a Ram Ford pickup or whatever. You can take it.
Right.
Follow me? So, okay, so here you are in a transitionary period again, and this is... the Seven of Diamonds has a very interesting thing in that every other year they have a love year and then they have a money year every other year. Yeah. And, it kind of is like, this is like your love year this year, okay? But it's not always easy in the love year. Sometimes it's kind of challenging. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not. I was widowed 16 years ago, and I'm really sick of it. You know, I'm. And recently, I've met a couple of people. One of which I met about a month ago and fell in love with, and now I think he's sort of doing his little new agey, going with the flow thing. I don't know where he's at.
Uh-huh.
He's a Ten of Diamonds, and then I've been on the phone talking to this guy who's a same birth card. Who I don't have much chemistry with, but he seems, I don't know. So, I mean, I feel like I really am missing that, you know, the relationship thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that, you know, you're in the Saturn period right now, like somebody else who called earlier, which is not the fun time of the year, okay? So it may not manifest right now. And actually, I see you feeling lonely right now.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
But this is going to pass, and it's going to pass very soon. Okay.
Now, was the same Saturn as the one that ends in July?
It ends on June 20th for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so by June 20th, you're going to be out of this period. You will no longer be under this loneliness spell that's on you right now. Okay? That's important to know. And then after that, there is showing for you... certainly the potential for new relationships to come into your life. All right?
Does that mean I should just sort of chill out about that whole thing until then?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, it's pretty much, well, June 20th is only a couple weeks away, all right?
Right.
Once you get to June 20th, you're sort of out in the open, you're free and clear. Whatever you do between now and then is not going to be very satisfying.
Okay.
I mean, you're in Saturn. It's just not going to turn out to be all that great for you right now. So just, you can go ahead and do what you got to do, But just remember that things are going to improve after your Saturn period is over.
Okay. Well,
that's the important thing to keep in mind. Good things are in the future for you.
I'm ready.
And after your birthday, I got a little prediction for you, okay?
Yeah.
After your birthday, you're going to have your hands full of guys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're going to be like, well, I don't know if I like you. I have so many other guys dating me or wanting to date me. It's going to be fun. One of the most fun years you've had in a long time.
I'm ready.
Okay, good. You get ready because it's definitely going to be happening. And that you'll notice it within a couple weeks of your birthday.
Wow.
You'll probably have a guy in your life within 2 weeks of your birthday.
All right, good. So does this look like a good time or whether to be sort of starting a new business or rethinking my whole career choices or?
Well, I would certainly, if I were you, given what I see here, I would definitely be seeking work that's going to really, really satisfy you and get you excited.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe something you've never even done before. Because there's indications here that you could end up with sort of like the with the work that you were always meant to do but never have done.
Right.
There's potential for that between now and your birthday. So I would definitely be looking around and saying, you know, what is it that I really want to do in this world? And like, what's worth doing?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I have been asking myself those questions. And, I'm getting some answers. It's just getting out there and doing this.
Well, I don't think you'll have to necessarily get it all started by your birthday, but I think you'll be really clear about what it is by the time your birthday comes around.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Okay. Well, it sounds good.
It is good.
I'm hopeful.
Life is good, Rainbow.
Yes.
Thanks for being my guest on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, for everybody still listening, we have two lines open, and I will have time for one or two more callers after we talk to Mike from Cleveland. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'm all right. How are things in Cleveland, the land of Cleves?
They're okay. If you believe that.
I've actually never been to Cleveland. I just kind of like the name.
Yeah, it's okay on a sunny day.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So you are born December the 1st, 1953, is that right?
Yes.
Do you get enough chances to travel?
No.
Yeah, I thought so. You will. You will.
Okay.
I think you're almost at that time of life where you're going to find yourself with more opportunities to travel than ever.
Wow.
It's going to be coming soon for you. But, you know, my wife is a Sagittarian, and she says that to a Sag, you're either taking a trip or you're planning your next trip.
Mm-hmm.
You guys live for that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
And in your particular case, see, the four of diamonds that you are, they, even though it's such a stable, steady card, they all really dream of traveling more.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to
travel.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was evicted from my house on February 14th on Valentine's Day through foreclosure.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what the heck is going on and what's coming down the road here.
Well, are you actively seeking employment or something right now? What are you doing?
Right now, I'm just kind of hanging out.
Okay. Do you have a family that you're supporting?
I have a wife, yes. And a daughter down in Florida.
Well, you know, you just entered your Jupiter period a couple of weeks ago. You're in Jupiter right now. This is the most favorable period of the year. And there are indications here of you finding employment that you really want or like. Are you open to that?
Yes.
Okay. And have you looked around at all? I mean, have you seen anything interesting show up in your life recently?
Yeah, just the other day.
Okay.
Ran into a guy and missed an opportunity, but I think I can maybe track him down.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, good things are meant to happen right now. So you want to seize the opportunities that happen now, because when we're in Jupiter, everything that happens, everything that's brought to us is a good thing. You know, it's almost impossible for something negative to show up in Jupiter. So we have to act. We have to, like, leap on those opportunities when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I can see that you're having financial worries and you're having financial straits this year, and that's going to be true for a while. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just part of a transitionary cycle, and you're going to be okay. It's all going to work itself out. You're going to go through your Saturn period begins June 28th. It's going to be a little difficult, but after that, in August and September, you're going to have some money flowing big time.
Okay. I've been expecting some.
Yeah. It's going to come in, but, you know, you're a four diamonds. You have to work for everything, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can never just... You can't really just wait for it to happen. In other words, you always have to be prepared to work for everything that comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the karma of the four diamonds. You know, I was just visiting my relatives this weekend, and my cousin is a four of diamonds, and he's a workaholic, but he's also a millionaire. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working all the time, and he knows, intuitively, he just knows that he has to work. And when he works, the magic happens.
Right.
You follow me? So
mm-hmm.
Find the thing you love to do and get going on it, and it's all going to work out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this all new right. job that I'm going to try and track down would probably be on the road.
On the road? That would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I think that would be just fine. I mean, that will. My cousin travels all the time in his job. And, you know, he loves travel. I mean, he gets tired of it sometimes, but overall, he loves to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could see you having the same thing and being very happy about that.
Yeah, it has a certain amount of freedom with it.
Yeah, and, you know, meeting new people, seeing new places. I mean, I'm sure you dig all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate you being a guest on the show tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Why don't you give us a call, you know, even during your Saturn or after your Saturn. Let us know how things are going.
Okay, that starts around June 28th?
It starts on June 28th. It ends on August 19th.
Okay. So after August 19th, things will be changed around for the good.
There's going to be definitely some money come in.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to be really appreciating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've learned to appreciate it.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes that's helpful, you know. Sometimes it's beneficial to
be
reminded of that, you know, that it means something, that it's important.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, John.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm sorry, Mike. So, thanks for calling.
We'll see you.
Okay, take care. Okay, well, I don't think we have any other callers on the line tonight, so we might just end this show a little bit early. And in doing so, this is great. This is cool. What I'd like to do, we're going to play two songs off my CD for your entertainment. The first song will be Sri Ram, and after that, we're going to play Gayatri, which is the favorite song of the whole CD. So I hope you enjoy the music. We'll be here next week with some news and some views and some entertainment and some reading. So I hope you can join us. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Thank you. Savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-chodaya Om Bhur-bhuva Svaha Tat-savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi
Hey, this is Vinny James, and you're listening to BBS Radio.